From the News Center, a news focus.
The Delaware River was once so polluted that it turned the hulls of ships brown, but after decades of restoration, a river conservation group has named it River of the Year. The Delaware is a source of drinking water for Philadelphia and New York City. 75 years ago, it was choked with sewage and pollution. According to Christopher Williams with the group American Rivers, thanks to years of multi-level efforts, the river has made a remarkable comeback.
Its pollution levels are low. Fish and wildlife numbers are higher. The federal government and state and local initiatives have brought the river back to health.
He adds that keeping the water clean will depend on maintaining the environmental laws and regulations that have made the restoration of the river possible. William says the Delaware was extremely polluted when the Clean Water Act passed back in 1972. The law has been critical to making the water clean, he notes.
The Clean Water Act's been under attack by the Trump administration, which is attempting to roll back protections for small streams and wetlands, which are, of course, the source of water for rivers like the Delaware.
He says now government and communities also need to address growing challenges to the river, from urban development, aging infrastructure, and climate change. Williams notes that climate change is leading to more extreme weather events, including both drought and excessive rain.
We're expected to have a 400% increase in violent rain events by the end of this century. So you're going to need to manage the river for flood and for drought in a much more intensive way because of the impacts of climate change.
He said that sewage overflows from heavy rain and saltwater intrusion on drinking water intakes from rising sea levels disproportionately impact underserved communities. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.